Yes, it's 23 minutes to 2 on Saturday afternoon. And, you know, usually by now we've got our coats on ready to go, but no.
You have, but yeah.
No, I'm only kidding. We've got special guests in.
Yeah.
Just taken their coats off and they've come in to join us. But not just any old special guests.
No. Delighted to welcome into the studio Kevin Goldie and Lynn Cummings, soon to be Mrs. Goldie. Oh, so yesterday, as you heard a little bit earlier on, if you caught it, Kevin, brave man, came in on breakfast yesterday morning and we phoned up Lynn out of the blue and he popped the question to her. What a different man today. You're so laid back.
You are so relaxed today.
I've got my feet on the table instead of my head. Much better for you on the day.
Let me move this microphone slightly closer
there we
to
go.
You.
Okay.
Lynn is doing her best to avoid the microphone altogether at the moment.
Maybe we'll hear from her. She had some fantastic stories to tell us off air. It'd be good if she did, but we'll see what happens. Yes, so how did it go yesterday after Lynn says yes and you popped the question, Kevin? How long before you actually spoke to Lynn in person, for one?
I think it was a whole day and night the time she spoke to me properly.
Well, I think the last thing that we heard Lynn say was, "I'm going to kill you when I see you," or something similar
something
to that, which I'm glad to see.
Yeah, I think she was avoiding me so she didn't kill me. I've got a lot of comments and a lot of good feedback.
Yes.
Really good. Really nice.
Is it true that your phone's been going off all night, Lynn?
Yes.
Hey, there's Lynn, everyone.
That's why I'm exhausted.
Oh, that's why you're exhausted.
Because I've not had any sleep.
It's been what? It's been ringing, Facebook messages, text.
Yeah. All night. All night long. And then I had to get off for work this morning.
Sorry about that.
Yes.
I think it's reached everywhere because you can listen to it online as well, facebook.com/KingdomFM and on our website if you want. But your friends and family have been able to hear it, haven't
yes,
they?
Yes, everybody's heard it.
So
everybody's laughing. Everybody thinks it's great.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's, do you think it's great, Lynn? That's the
now
important thing.
Now I do.
Now you do. Now the shock's gone.
I was traumatised.
So we phoned you out of the blue and obviously then we built up to saying that Kevin was here, but you either thought it was your work phoning you because you'd slept in or a PPI person?
Yes. Well, I seen the 01592 and I thought, that's my work.
Yep.
And then when I heard your voice, I thought...
I had my telephone voice on at that point.
Yes. So,
I'm going to hang up and hand that to PPI or something.
Yeah, it did sound a little bit like you were about to do that, so well done on not. Yeah. So you still feeling a bit of an emotional roller coaster with it, or?
Yeah.
A little bit?
There's been a lot of phone calls and stuff happened, so.
And as you said, family listening everywhere, Singapore and elsewhere that was far away that I can't remember what you said. But
Turkey.
Yeah.
Spain. Australia.
Really? Wow. All over the world, people finding out this news. So, was it a surprise for people? I mean, how many people, Kevin, had you sort of...
I was getting texts all day and people on my Facebook congratulating me and I'd like to say a big thanks to all them that did.
Any shops today and folk were saying, you know, that they'd heard it and they were...
Yeah, my cousin was in the shop.
They were all going, shh.
So yeah, I know of a few people who yesterday, when they could, because it was just before 9 o'clock, I know of a few people that didn't manage to sit in their car long enough to hear the rest of it and were listening to Kingdom Online on their phone while they were walking into their work to make sure they heard it all. That's just how big a pool this was, so well done you
just
guys.
Just as well I said yes then, really, isn't it?
I know. Yes.
Going, he's a really brave man. But I need to find out what's happening.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're very, very happy for you. And thank you so much,
thank you very much.
For coming in and doing that, Kevin. Lynn, thank you for coming in today. It's lovely to see you.
It's nice to see that you're smiling, both of you, as well today. And holding hands and looking generally in love,
well,
I would say.
I'm going to get a big kiss now anyway, so.
No, you're not.
That's my next proposal. Come online when you're having a big kiss.
How's it been with your work, though, Kevin? Taxi driving and that,
yeah,
surely.
There was a lot of taxi drivers that were coming up to me and they were saying, you were on the radio, like, you know.
So you can't keep it a secret.
You can't keep it a secret.
So which taxi company is it you work for again?
A&E Taxis in Kirkcaldy.
Right, so if you get, grab one of their taxis at any point, check to see if it's Kevin driving.
And congratulate him, would you?
Yeah.
Did you manage to get out yesterday for a meal or that? Did you manage to do anything along those lines? Or were you just answering all these texts and Facebook messages?
Mm-hmm.
We made the wee buffet last night for our wee Valentine's dinner sort of thing.
So. Oh, you cooked. Okay. Well, we would like to say well done. Congratulations and everything. So we've got a meal for the two of you. Here's a voucher for it. She's for Mario's La Passione in Kirkcaldy. So let's give you that. So there's a meal for the two of you. I'll hand that over. And also here's a bottle of champagne as well to say congratulations.
Thank you very much.
A box of chocolates as well.
Thank you.
Don't feel you know, you've got to wait till you get home to open those chocolates, by the way. Well, that's a big box, isn't it?
It's a big box of chocolates. You know?
Oh, nice.
So enjoy those. And again, thank you very much for coming in and popping the question. Thanks for saying yes, Lynn. Thanks for coming in today.
We do expect an invite. You know me, I'm direct here. Have we got any dates in mind yet at all?
No.
No, not yet.
Thank you.
You won't forget where we are, will you? You won't forget where we are.
We'll be in touch.
I've got a hat all ready to go.
I'll save some chocolates.
Nice.
Good man. Congratulations again.
Thank you. Yeah.